Good morning. In the lives of thousands of early believers, we can see a pattern emerging. That pattern shows us how we too can enter the family of God. The Christians we read about in the New Testament were persons of faith. They put their trust and confidence in the love of God and His Son, Jesus Christ. It is faith which removes the fear and doubt holding so many back today. As the Hebrew writer said, "Without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Hebrews 11, verse 6. If we want to be a Christian today like those of New Testament times, we must be willing to change. The Bible calls this change repentance. We should pray for humility, knowing that we are sinners just like everyone else. We also need to remember that we stand before a forgiving God. A spirit of remorse, that is, regret on our part, that breaks down the walls of hypocrisy and pride and allows God's love to come flowing into our hearts. Paul says, "Godly sorrow produces repentance that leads to salvation." 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10. New Testament Christians were a confessing people. If we admit our sins to God, we create an openness with Him that was never possible before. We let Him know that we know our lost condition. This confession lessens our feelings of the deep guilt we harbor in our hearts, the burden of guilt which makes us so miserable. Then we are glad to share our faith and commitment to Christ with others. We are assured by Paul that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Romans 10, verse 9. Believers in New Testament times were baptized into Christ, as Peter said on Pentecost, for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. They thus showed the world their dependence on Christ for salvation. It was a sign of a beginning commitment. It was an accepting of His wonderful gift of a new life. Paul speaks of baptism as a spiritual death and resurrection, emulating Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. In Romans 6, verse 4, we read, "We are buried with Him by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." If we belong to Christ, we are part of those who will be with Him at the end time. We will return to God with His family. Through Jesus, God will bring with Him those who have fallen asleep or those who have died. 1 Thessalonians 4:14. We do not need to be afraid of death. We have already died, spiritually speaking. God has already given us a new spiritual life, and He will take care of us for eternity. Paul has put comforting hope in these words, "For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that, whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him." 1 Thessalonians 5:9 and 10. When you become a Christian, you become a member of the family, the household of God, which is another way of saying the church. As we're told in Ephesians 2:19, you are no longer strangers and sojourners, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. And listen to the beautiful thoughts expressed in the remainder of this chapter. You are members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus Himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built into it for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. Sometimes people refrain from making a decision for Christ, believing that if they do, they'll have to make it on their own. But the Christian has the promise of much help. First of all, when you become a Christian, the New Testament becomes a powerful and beautiful guide for your life. Every page offers strength, wisdom, and encouragement. All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly furnished unto every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16. The four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, will always be there to remind you of Jesus and His teachings about the kingdom of God. The letters of Paul and other New Testament writers will provide guidance and strength for a close walk with Christ each day of your life. When you become a Christian, you'll assemble with other Christians. You will sing praises to God for His great love. You will learn to pray fervently, sharing your own deepest needs with Him. You will hear the Word of God preached. giving you strength to live in the world, but not of the world. On the Lord's Day, you will partake of the Lord's Supper as you remember the great sacrifice that was made for you, and you will be given the privilege of sharing with and serving others just as Christ has served you. And these are just some of the blessings enjoyed by Christians. Wherever you go as a Christian, in this country or around the world, you will be able to find New Testament Christians who meet regularly to encourage one another. These people will welcome you, not as a stranger, but as a brother or sister in Christ. You are now family. Beloved, it is a loyal thing you do when you render any service to the brethren, especially to strangers, who have testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their journey as befits God's service. 3 John 5:6. When you become a Christian, you will want to take very seriously the commission that Jesus gave each one of us. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. Matthew 28:19. Each Christian, so to speak, is a missionary. Your mission is to be an example to people you are with each day. Your mission may be to share Christ with friends and neighbors in a personal, quiet setting. One man was told that wanted to follow Jesus, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has showed mercy on you." Mark 5:19. As a Christian, it will be your privilege and responsibility, because of your love for Christ, to join with other Christians to reach out to people in need, wherever they are. Christians today are helping children whose parents are unable or unwilling to provide a good home. Christians are ministering to older persons who cannot depend on their families to take care of them. Christians help people who lack even the basic necessities of life. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good unto all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Galatians 6:10. When you become a Christian, you will receive the strength and encouragement, if you are a parent, to bring up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. Christians arrange a home situation where love is deep, and each one shares with the other. All these things are possible because of Jesus Christ. We love because he first loved us. 1 John 4:19. In every dedicated Christian life, there is a warm inner glow of hope and love and contentment, and a deep sense of peace. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. And now, I have wonderful news for you. The life that Jesus Christ offers is for everyone. People from every sort of background need Jesus Christ. It is not the kind of person you've been that makes the difference. It's the kind of love God shares that matters. But God shows his love for us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. You realize that every person must decide whether to come to God or whether to refuse his will. You must decide for him or against him, as there is no middle ground. You also probably realize by now that it's not necessary to know everything there is to know about being a Christian before you start. What is required is a solid commitment to follow Christ. I hope you're now ready to make a decision. Don't put it off, for Paul says, "Behold, now is the acceptable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." 2 Corinthians 6:2. Opportunities are often fleeting. You may not have tomorrow, but even if you have 1,000 tomorrows, you will be happier if you live them as a Christian. Friends, we want to help and encourage you in your decision. Would you please let us know if we can help you? And until next week, may God bless and keep you.